Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I do hope you've been enjoying the program, assuming that you've stayed with me the first hour. And starting Monday, I shall be, please God, if I'm still here, you know what I mean. I shall be starting the program with a little meditation. So you might want to bring your friends to that and then throw away the rest of the show if you want to. But that meditation will always be just a little different. Touching a soft spot here or there and touching it up just a little bit, meaning making you aware of something you weren't aware of. See, I can get you to be aware of something to begin with, but then the process ends with you. In other words, you don't need to be every listen to my program every day. And my help for you doesn't die with me. I want to leave you with your Creator and to live as I have lived and seen the magic of it. The trials and tribulations get worse and worse, but they don't feel worse. You know what it's like? I can tell you what it's like. I know what it's like to try to do something I can't do. Like David is expert with your board in the waves. What do you call that? Surfing, yes. Snowboarding, but I've seen you do it, and it's amazing how you can stand on that, and that piece of foam. Yes, yes, it's a foam, and to go down a 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 foot wave just for fun, which would kill me, and that metaphor works when you start to meditate and you start with something simple, see. And then you succeed in learning to deal with your thoughts and you don't get angry so much. And you learn to let go of the hostility that someone and people around you, this just general. It doesn't have to be one person, there's all kinds of people around you that irritate. Your children, the boss, your employees, it's everywhere. If you can just go through that first day and just watch and sit quiet on a bench with meditating, just 10, 15 minutes, that's all, a couple of times a day, you'll see a magic. So that your first cause is seek first the kingdom of heaven and all other things shall be added. But when you are upside down and you overreact, and then the kingdom of hell is abiding in you. And it takes a form and shape. And struggle as you will, you'll sink in a swamp. And even if you give up struggling, you'll stink just more slowly and with more anxiety. So, I'm going to do this meditation starting on Monday. And you might want to get a copy of it to set your recording devices and so that you can have, or we will put it on the internet. We'll make arrangements for this. I think Paul's listening, and I think it was his idea. He's an engineer and sort of a producer of many things. And so, Paul, if you're listening, just take a note of what we did today. And he's listening, so he's giving me a high five in a minute, I hope. Because we need to put this on the screen, what I did in the first 5 minutes of the first hour. So now, ladies and gentlemen, my subject stayed with me for at least an hour. I do hope you heard everything I said and sort of paralleled your thinking along the side of what I was saying. Thousands of people listening to this last conversation. So if you missed it, you missed something very important. And so when this program is ended at 9 p.m. West Coast time, in other words, we start at 6 p.m. West Coast time and the end at 9 p.m., but it refeeds. And you get the refeed on my website, fhu.com. So if you miss this program, you have a chance to chase it and benefit you. Please support the foundation for the grace that shall come to you. Okay? We'll be right back.
Brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit fhu.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, I just want to say quickly that I don't like to ask for support. You know that. And it should be in your heart if I help you to give it. But over the years, there are people that stay with me, and maybe they don't listen so much anymore, but they still send support. And in my 55 years, I should be flowing with money, no. I have all kinds of trials and tribulations that you know nothing about. All kinds of things I have to champion and fight. You know, and it's not just financial problems. Because there's a tendency for people, if I may just restart the point, and just say, Jesus killed, I almost said kills, and some of the devil maybe say that. He healed 10 people, say, but only one came back to say thank you. I don't get that percentage. You think of 55 years, people would keep on giving. They don't. They get their lives and they sometimes get tangled up and get lost again. Very often. And they just... You know, I have people who said, I've listened to you for, you know, till I was 30, then then all of a sudden I had a fit and something happened and I didn't handle it right and I just went down and down and down and down and in jail and God knows what. And then they come back. It happens. But I don't want you dilly-dally with this kind of work. You're either in or you're out. And it would seem to me that it's gracious. It is important that you pay it forward. You give up smoking. You give up drinking. How much does that save you in your life? Not only by health, you know, not only by that, but happiness and the ability to strive in a good way and find the pot of gold, so to speak, redemption. Redemption is not the end of the rainbow, end of the story. It's the driving force to a good ending. See? So, as you live in a different way, being motivated from within, overcoming the compulsion to be conditioned and programmed from without, over which you cannot rule. Now, by learning this little meditation exercise, antidoteforall.com, you can go to the website, and that's all it is. It's just put on earphones, press button. That's it. And then you can download it on your iPhone and the other one. What's the other one? The iPhone? I can't remember the other one. But there's two kinds of iPhones that we are able to service. And please understand that you need to pay it forward. I mean, to keep it up. It's just a small amount. If you stop smoking, you stop drinking, your life changes, could I not have a little bit of that, a percentage of that, maybe 10%? Whatever, 10%. 10% could be a lot of money if you don't have any. But the point is, could you, please? So I can help somebody else? So you can have a blessing not knowing who it is? I don't know who it is to speak it to me. I don't have many friends. I just alone with my wife and my family, my own family, and they're good people. I don't hobnob. I just write and do my program and looking for a person to understand my science so I can build a machine, because I have the secret of that, which I won't share with anybody, of course. But I hope, as a physicist listening, that is to understand that I understand what gravity is, which science doesn't know. They think they have, just for a second, they think there's four fundamentals. No, there isn't. There's only one. It's the mother of the other three. That's gravity, and they don't know what it is. I do. And that's all I'm going to say. And everybody, I should have a seminar for scientists. Yes, that's what I should have. And if you are a scientist, a physicist of some kind, I'm looking for people who are intuitive. I have found that education kills intuition. That's it, it does. And so you have plenty of great scientists who can do play with the toys and make some wonderful things because they are gifted. But to discover something new, you have to keep education at bay and just pick this and that. That makes sense. So you don't have to learn the whole thing. You don't have to swallow everything they give you, because that will confuse you. You get programmed and you become, you know, one of the big, you know, fancy boys. Okay, so anyway, I discovered all this on my own. And what a wonderful journey it was. Don't worry about it. Listen, I'm not saying you can't learn from something, but I'd have a way of selecting. That's interesting. Oh, that fits with this. Oh, that fits with that. But it doesn't happen a day, because every epiphany leads to the next epiphany. And if I was go to school, I'd have to only go from one teacher to another. And that's not the same thing. It's a robot. And robots are very good at making things. And you can program them to build spaceships and things like that. But I'm not one of them, thank you. I have an education, but it's edukere. Means the Greek word for bringing forth from within. And if you bring, I'm going to take my calls. I just want to say quickly, it's important that you don't worry about, you don't want to press yourself too hard to make something happen, to learn something. See, there's got to be something you love. If you have to, see, I was a diamond cutter. And so my father died. I'm going to take my calls. Don't worry. I've got to do it. But we came from a poor family and the war was on. And I want to be a doctor or a scientist. He dies at 42. I have to go become a diamond cutter in my uncle's factory. But to cut a long story short, I used that skill to earn enough money to be able to do what I wanted to do, and that's what I am doing it now. I've unfolded like a flower. And not only have I helped millions of people, so I should be getting millions of support, but that's not the case. Because I don't push people, I don't pressure people to support my program. You do as you will, but please support the program to pay your share. And if you will, keep on so you keep on giving, so I can go on giving. I need to have a lot of people giving little bits of money. Thank you very much. No, that's as much as I can do. The first hour I didn't say anything about our foundation needs. It's FHU.com. You can donate online or you can send a check. That's one of the best ways. And you need to buy some of my books. I'm taking the book Gravity Driven Universe down because I'm going to put up a new version of it. And I may put some interesting things in that you may blow your mind. All right, now we'll take Victoria in Pasadena. Sorry to keep you waiting. I didn't want to give you a heart attack here. Because it's
I didn't feel that way. I enjoyed every minute of it. I liked it.
Thank you. It did your heart good, did it?
Absolutely. I've been listening to you for so long, probably 40 years, and I just never grows old. I enjoy hearing you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I talked to you two weeks ago. My heart was really fast. It has been for like 30 years.
What do you mean? You have a fast heartbeat?
I have a fast heart caused by a mitral valve that doesn't work well. I had an infected heart about 1993, and it caused this deterioration of the mitral valve. And anyway, I went to see Dr. Shaw about 4 years ago also.
Oh, he's my doctor.
He's your man. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good man. Yes.
He's very good, and he suggested at that time I should probably have a surgery, but I still put it off. And
how long ago was that?
That was about 4 years ago.
You're still alive, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
That's it.
And I kept putting it off because I thought, well, we'll just see what happens. But it isn't improving. It's getting enlarging my heart in certain areas.
Okay.
So,
are you overweight?
No, I am not overweight. I'm in very good physical shape because I've been following my life according to the many suggestions you've made. I used to have diabetes. I don't have it anymore.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I've lost weight. I do physical fitness.
And you're on the path.
I am, and things. It's kind of fascinating what you talk about learning. Like, I help run my husband and my son's business, my husband's business, and it's easier and easier to do difficult things because for
absolutely,
some reason, it just
absolutely
gets
wonderful.
Because I don't have a background in this business, I'm learning, and it just gets simpler.
Oh, I see. That's
so
cool.
I just thought I'd say that you mentioned Wendy and how she was going to have something and she didn't need to have it after all. I don't know. I think it began with the endocarditis, but I don't know. I mean, it could have been something else.
Between the end of what?
I don't know when exactly the atrial fib started. It could have been before I had the endocarditis.
You mean the atrial fibrillation? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, it could have started before the heart infection.
No, it's caused by anger.
Yes, and we talked about that, and I've known that for the number of years that I've been involved with my husband, I have resentment and anger, and it's really gone now. I mean, last time I talked to you, we talked about it, and I realized, I don't know what happened, but it just kind of disappeared. It's gone away. I have much more patience for him and much more understanding, and he doesn't seem to...
How about more and more and more? Because
yes,
the more you have, the braver you are, and the more trials and tribulations will come upon you, but you won't notice it. It's like the surfboard.
Yeah.
You know, learning the surfboard, you fall off. But if you're really good at what you do, you can go a 50-foot wave and have fun, and it won't kill you. And this is the same thing in your life. You know, Dr. Shaw is the one that said to me, he's the one, you remember maybe I've spoken about my bypass. Yes.
Yes,
and so he's the one that pronounced, he says to me, Roy, he says, I got good news and bad news. And so I said, well, give me the bad news first. He says, the bypass failed. And I said, what's the good news? He says, you got brand new arteries. And that was 17 years ago. And my blood pressure is 1010 over 60 and 55.
That's marvelous.
And so then I said to him, why this happened to me and not to other people? He says, well, it does happen sometimes. But then that's what puts me on the path to find out why and how other people can go have the same thing. And I know how to do that. And I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just going to give you hints. You're getting better. And the more you forgive, the more you're able to tolerate patient endurance, and the more that begins to bubble out of you so that the dark side is sort of melting and turning into memories. And you look through the memories and make them disappear just by watching and being grateful. We'll have a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Okay, Victoria. Did you see what I was trying to get at? Or have I helped you in any way at all?
The more you this thing changes in you, the more ability, it's not you, but whatever it is in you, to fight or overcome the problem.
You can regenerate. I have been regenerating. In my old age, I have to have a little procedure tomorrow. Very small. Very small procedure. And if I survive it, I'm the king of the forest, so to speak. I'm the king of the forest.
Follow the yellow brick road. But,
all right.
My back, I had back problems, it's gone. I had diabetes, it's gone.
Isn't that nice?
It's such a blessing.
Let me tell you a little story about that. Let me tell you a story. So I wanted to know why me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I did was immediately started going on a treadmill. And studied my diet and reduced it to the total of carbohydrates to 30 and 40. And that's perfect. See, because I have, you know, I don't know how to tell you all of it at once, but you could eat very healthy fats are very good for you. And you have to find all that out for yourself. Maybe I'll do a show on that one day. But I had to find out, and so I didn't know why that was the case. So I'm looking, and before I knew about it, before I could go very far, I heard of an experiment with pigs. And this will be very good for all the pigs that are listening. Sorry, can't help myself. But they said that they did experiments with pigs, and they blocked the arteries to some degree of one set of pigs, and then the other set too. And they put the one pig on a treadmill, and the others just laid around. And guess what happened? Every pig got new arteries.
on the treadmill?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but if I say that to people, you really have to have a good attitude towards, because pigs don't have any attitudes. They're pigs.
Exactly.
They don't have any guilt and piling up inside them and all other things. Mm-hmm. So it's unlikely that the pig experiment is what it is in the sense I was trying to explain. Because they're too pooped to pop. They watch, you know, still, they don't change their diet. If they change their diet, they sit on their butt all the time and don't do any exercise. People just can't. They lose all their energy just getting angry.
Yeah.
That's just the end. And so therefore other things fall upon them. And they're uncountable. So anyway, so pigs can do it. You should be able to do it. People should do it.
I'm the poster girl at the fitness where I go to fitness. They have me on their cover because I've improved so much. And yet, I know that the problem is still has been anger toward my poor husband.
Yeah, atrial fibrillation. My son David had it. Yeah, he's David, you want to come in on this one? You had some anger with atrial fibrillation, didn't you, David?
I had atrial fibrillation, but it went away in 2007.
There you are. And what was my instruction to you?
Just look at my reaction and be calm and not get angry.
That's it.
And that's what I learned to do that.
Yes.
Because it's very subtle, the things that I was dealing with.
Can you hear David? Can you hear David?
Should be able to hear me.
David.
Can you hear David, Victoria?
Can you hear me now?
No. Yes, I hear you now.
So okay. I had atrial fibrillation, and it went away in 2007. My dad told me to look at some things about the way I was reacting, and I did, and it just systematically went away.
He's as healthy as a horse. How old are you?
I'll be 62.
Yeah? You look like you're 30.
And I've also 72. Had skin cancer, which has also gone completely into remission.
Yeah, but what did I do? Same thing, right?
It's all connected to the same thing of being aware of your reaction to negative things outside of you.
Okay, but I'm scheduled to go see a surgeon on Monday to hear his, scheduling for this surgery to repair this mitral valve.
Well, there might be a reason, but this is up to you, or I'm going to give you all kinds of good information, and the intuition is up to you. And make sure that you listen to the surgeons and the doctors calmly and let it go in one, come out the other, and just look at the faces of the people. You can see what's coming through them, whether they care for you or just want to make some money, that kind of thing, or they're troubled in some way. And so, and then let your intuition make the decision. Mm-hmm. Don't make a decision. You'll know what to do in that moment.
And my husband doesn't want me to have any surgery. And he's coming with me on Monday.
I won't say anything. I'm just saying intuition. Do not be concerned. Do not be worried. Wait for it to say yes or no. It will come out by itself. It will come out by itself.
I agree. I feel no pressure right now.
That's good, and keep it that way.
Okay.
And you won't know you won't know what to do until he gives you the signal, the timing. It could be timing. It could be just that. Not now, but next year, see. Or never again, because you listened. The secret is you can be completely regenerated. I have gone through that. And Dr. Shaw is the one that said to me, good news and bad news. And those arteries are strong as they've ever been. And when I've had this little procedure, it's very small. I'll be as free as a bird. I go back hitting my punching bag and do my running. And I'm 88, almost 88. And when I hit that punching bag, it will fly off its rocker. That's where it's got to be. My memory is not as good as it used to be, but I have a vocabulary sufficient to my calling, don't you think? I say goodbye to you, Victoria. Can she hear me? David, can she hear me? Can you hear me, David? Did we get disconnected, David? David, did we get disconnected? Hello? I think we got disconnected. I didn't hear you. I was going to get up.
Are you talking to me, Roy, or to David?
Oh, yes, I'm trying to. Everybody went quiet.
I'm myself. I'm listening to you. I can't hear David, but I hear you.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, we had a power failure. That's what we had.
Okay.
All right, but are you satisfied with what I said?
Yes, in a way. I think I just have to be willing to wait and see what happens when I go.
Wait and see. Things don't happen. You don't want to program. You don't want to have any fear. Just wait and see. That's magic. Of myself, I can do nothing. Of the Father within me, He knows everything. Okay. He knows everything at once. I only know what He needs to do.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes, free, with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-3227. 8883.
David, I've got something to say. It's not just a non-profit or a 501c3. It is a church. And you need to say that rather than say, you know, whatever you said. If you make this, it's just important so that I'm not the kind of church that, you know, that burrow into people as they go there. I'm trying to get people independent on me for those reasons why we fall short of the money we need, because we don't push and manipulate the way churches obligate. See, you don't have to belong. You just gonna, all you need to do, if you have a, you know, you have an epiphany, you get better. You play it forward, and you keep playing it forward with whatever you can afford, even if you don't listen anymore. Thank you very much. That's all I need to say. And then I'm gonna take my caller. We're gonna go to Sal now. Are we gonna do? Is he ready to go? Okay.
Yes.
Hello, Sal. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you, Roy?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Excellent. I thought about, you know, our conversation last night, and I began to realize that I was as much codependent on her as she was codependent on me.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Codependence is both parties. They make each other miserable.
When she apologized just before she went into a coma.
Oh, your wife died. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, I had my mind on. I really was trying to forgive her. I even prayed for the ability to forgive her, and even the thing about, well, if you can't love, don't hate. That's a form of love by not hating. And I realized that.
That's just the description, but not the how you get it. When you say, you know, the description of love, don't hate, means what love is simply not hating the hurter. And there's magic in that. But how you come to it, you can't just practice it. Oh, I'm not be angry and accept. You try to imitate it. You set your feet in stone and your mind in stone, and you keep trying it. No, it's a gift. The ability to be patient and endure is the nature of God in you, and nothing of yourself. And you're only the agent, the pipeline that through which he flows and animates and represents him. So that in that representation, others see through you, they see you shining, and they can see the God in you and are able to believe and to restore their own belief. They will, if you listen to my program and the way I work it, so to speak, it's really not my work. I don't know how to say it because I don't know what I'm going to say when I get on the program on the air. I don't prepare anything. If I prepare something, I never hardly ever use it. So it's not something that you could muster up yourself. It is the stillness. It is to achieve a point where you're not going backwards, see, anymore. You, all of a sudden, you know, if you have a car, if I could just use an analogy, and you're backing up, if you want to drive off, you have to stop. And go forward. There's got to be a point where where you're not moving at all. And so, but once you have got the direction, instead of backwards, you're going forwards. Then you can go on the road to hope. I mean, in a good way. There's also a bad way of doing it. But what you are looking for is a form of energy. That is metaphysical. The universe is metaphysical. See, so it's not. It's created by its real mass, and everything else is real. But it's metaphysically created. And if you look at people and see just a little seed, how it grows up to be a person, an angry person, good fire, angry people, warlike people, scientists. You see all this magical, this life that's everywhere. If you're just keeping it with humans, but humans have a different, they have alternative sources of power. And one is stress or temptation. And we're born into temptation. And we have to be delivered from that evil at some point in our life. But some of us are not happy with what we have inherited. But we could have inherited the sins of our forefathers. Through one man's sin, only one. But his culture extended into millions of thousands of cultures. And every culture has in them a variation of our miseries here. And some so much so that they call them ISIS. And there's nobody to escape that, nor the cannibal tribe. So you are in America, you have the freedom to be rotten but pay the price, or be good and get a prize. That's the prize. See, so in America, you still got the same cruelties and things going on, but to a much lower level, although it's rising very quickly, like an over boiling kettle pretty soon. So my job in on the radio is hoping that I can reach a lot of people so you can deal with imperfect people perfectly. See, and you win, always win by never losing your anger, never losing your cool.
Right.
See, and that is a winning. You don't have to win anything. You just don't have to lose who you are and who you're loyal to. But who is loyal to you is so powerful that he loves you. And your love for him is the extension of the energy, so that the enemy, if it attacks you in any way, shape, or form, and tries to imprint you with their god of the underworld, which is what stress is all about and temptation is all about, and what mind and misery and suffering of every kind you can think of, that's where it comes from. And the power of people, of what few people over the many, that's all things that's got to go away in America. And only in America can you find a person like me on the radio. If there's somebody else out in the world out there, it doesn't, he gets lost. He survives it. He's got something wonderful to share, but he hasn't got a radio station. And if he speaks it, they'll kill him.
You know what I wanted to ask you?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have thought in a million years that I was using her. I wouldn't have thought in a million years. But, you know,
yes,
if you reach out for positive feelings, you're stuck with the negative. It glues you to the negative feelings.
Absolutely.
Positive
is fake love. If you want your wife to love you, you have to give a piece of yourself, like the vampire. And one of you gobbles up. One of you will gobble up the other. So you're the one that survived. But basically, you're in the ground with her. Now, in other words, you are guilty and you're connected to her spirit in the ground and beyond, wherever she is.
Well, you know, I wasn't going to say this, but I used to have dreams about her. And
she rises to the occasion of your needs in a dream.
Well, she would actually come to me and apologize to me for what she did. And she to tell me that my soul was in danger of the anger.
Oh, that's very good. That's interesting.
Yeah, and I would pray and pray. Finally, I had a dream about 2.5 years ago. We were sitting. I'll just be honest about it. I felt like it was real, and even though I was asleep, she came in a dream, and she put her nose against mine, and she started giggling. And I looked at her, and I didn't recognize her because she looked real, real young again.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked all night, and then she said she was going to. Her big thing was she was worried about how I was taking care of the kids.
Well, hold it right there. I got it. Now, how does it affect you?
It made me start to forgive her for what had happened.
Okay.
To let go of the
Now, let me. No ordinary dream can do this. Now listen carefully. Okay. I'm going to say something else, very similar, so that you will understand it by this example as it matches your own. Because everybody, God has a way of doing things. So let me say it so you can see it. Ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
So a man had a very cruel father, see, very cruel, and he naturally, the kid hated him and broke him, and he did all manner of terrible things. But then he began to realize, you know, something was wrong, and his heart was hurt, and he didn't understand all the things we are talking about. But there's a cry. And I can say that everybody who listens to me are usually of a certain tribe. And that tribe isn't just a tribe. It's just that we're all very much like God's children. It means that deep down inside, since the day you were born, every now and then something inside you says, what's life is about? I really want to know. And it goes away. And your suffering continues. And then it comes back again. But it's still there. What is this all about? It's got to have a purpose. I don't know. You know, is there a God or not God? But you can't answer that yourself. So the man falls asleep. And this is a real story. He falls asleep. And into a deep sleep. And then his father appeared to come towards him. And the father had a different countenance, and he approached his son with graciousness such as a father should have. And he said, look, I love you, son, see, and you'll forgive me, and everything will be all right. Oh, just those words I made up. But it was something that was good. Now, it wasn't the image. That wasn't his father at all. It was the image of his father. It looked like him, and it may be him, but energized by the Heavenly Father. See that?
Oh, my.
See, but there is no cure for what's wrong with you. But since you say you're getting better, I suspect it's not your wife that's looking younger came to you. Maybe it was. But more so, it is that God is, in a manner of speaking, dressed up as your wife. And it's your wife talking to you, but it isn't her. Maybe it is, because that is, you know, something to pause on and discuss. But mostly, I think, it's the image of her in you, talking to you with authority, that when she says she loves you and asks you to forgive her, you can. See that?
Yeah, I do.
And you yield to it. The whole idea is to get you to yield to God, and that way you can. Because you could have really, you could have the opposite. You could have very dangerous dreams where things are running after you and eating you up as you're running.
No.
I know, but you could have that. That's a nightmare.
Right.
That's not the same thing. But that's the same thing with the dark side. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. You're dealing with real entities. You're taking the shape.
Well,
see.
Well, you know, I do love God with all my heart, and I love the Sermon on the Mount is probably the most beautiful thing I've ever read. And
I have a pamphlet I wrote about. I have a pamphlet on the Sermon on the Mount, and just a small pamphlet. It's old, and it's the first thing I wrote, and I have it on my desk somewhere. It's about 6 pages, and I can mimeograph it or put it on the on the web, or you can send in a little donation and we can send it to you. I'm sure I'll look at it somewhere in the pile here. I got a pile of books.
Thank you. I would appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I will make that available to anybody. It's called The Sermon on the Mount, and it's I read it, and I can cry for myself if you don't mind me saying so.
I'll call Wendy after we're finished, and I'll see what, you know.
That would be nice, but she'll remember it. She'll remember it, and I'll forget it.
Can I run something by you
what?
Real quick?
All right.
I read your book, The God in Physics, years and years and years ago. But
I have a better volume. I'm just going to take that one. That one is available, but I've redone it, so I'm just finished with it.
Now I'm just
okay. Don't go away. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. A check, please. Thank you. And Post Office Box, that's it. I did it really once already.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning like a snowball.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Go on the line and get this book. We may not have it online. Maybe we don't. The Kaboris Manuscript. It's a hard-bound book. It's the most beautiful book you could have. It's a little book, about 100 pages, with hardcover. I was able to get hold of a translation from the Kaboris Manuscript before it went to Dwight Eisenhower, and the Congress all read it. And it was a ancient manuscript in Aramaic, and it was about 300 years old, and it was translated. The Aramaic was translated, not the whole thing. The English remains, but if you read it, there's italicized words. And then there's a glossary at the back of the book that tells you what the word means as those people at the time understood it. And when you go back and read it with that understanding which you think you understand, see, when you go back to and put it, that knowledge there in that passage, then a whole thing lights up and gives you an insight to the spirit of paradise like you've never seen before. But somehow I couldn't sell. I made 10,000. I never pushed it anymore. But I also have, I did a program about 30 years ago. This was about 30 years ago. I had, before Talk Radio Network existed the way it has been, we had a small station in Medford, and it was a high frequency one. I don't know how to call it now, I forgot. But every week, or sometimes twice a week, I'd go to the microphone and spend an hour reading from the book a little bit until I got triggered to understand, inspired. I have 87 of those with different titles, each an hour. I think they're just $10 each. They used to be on what do they call them, those old, can't remember, what was the old techniques you had it on? Cassettes, that's the word, cassettes. But now we've got it down in CDs. And so I've got 87. Maybe you want to get all 87 of them. But every one of them is sings like an angel, because that's what was talking through me, because of the content of that book. So I have 87. I didn't know I did that many. And 87 were different. I can just look at it right now. Let me see it. Let me see. Hello. Let me see. Here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Let me go. Oops. Here we go here. Oh, here we go now. Okay. Here we go. Malice towards your brother. Love thy neighbor. Christianity, the fulfillment of Judaism. The wordless truth. Returning to spiritual principles. Condemn not, lest ye be judged. Sitting in judgment. Jesus in the New Testament. Seeing by the light. It goes on. And then promiscuity, anger, morality of the heart. The decline of morality. Is Christianity a religion? Worship no other God. What is true faith? True versus faith, fake, false religion. It goes on and on. They see but do not perceive why. The meaning of Christmas is the principle of all principles. It goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Of yourself you can do nothing. There's no virtue without suffering. These are titles. No peace but division. How to find paradise. The psychosis of the mind. Okay, keeps going. Faith. I'm just jumping all over. Emotions. The cause of addiction. The blood of the Lamb. You see, I swore. But I didn't say swear. I didn't. I never was a religious person. And when I was writing my first book, It's Cure Stress, But How Your Mind Can Keep You Well is really the original name of it. I decided I would not put religion into it. And so I've written at least 15 books you can get. There's another 100 somewhere. Yeah, they're all, you put all the pamphlets together, each with 25, 30 pages. They make all these books. These books are made of these pamphlets, in a manner of speaking, and put together. So you put all my pamphlets together, it's thousands of them. Thousands. It's amazing how much I've poured out. And please God, when I'm gone, you won't know I'm gone because we're recorded. And we recorded 55 years. And then some. And so you won't know I'm gone. We won't announce it. That's all. You support it. Keep it going. The world's going to need that kind of thing. So may I suggest that you look to the... Let me see. What's going on here? Well, I do... I hope that... Let me see. Somebody's trying to... No, I don't see anything there. All right. I thought I was getting some message on my screen. Yes. Last minute. My goodness me. I just babbled myself to the end, didn't I? All right. Thank you very much. God bless you. Have a nice evening. And I'll just be back in a minute to give you some address to send a check to. Thank you. All right. Please, thank you very much for listening to me and getting benefit, which is my whole purpose in life, to help you to find the joy I have of surviving everything. Mental, emotional, physical, whatever it was. It will all disappear. Please call post office box. No, call FHU. No, that's wrong too. Let me put FHU.com/donate. That's right. That's the one you need to write.